The counties include Brown, Dane, Jefferson, and La Crosse. Scott McDonald is the Dane County Clerk. He says the voting process on these new machines is similar to the old ones. People still fill out a paper ballot and feed it into an optical scanning machine. One change, though, is on the paper ballot itself. Instead of completing an arrow, voters must now fill in ovals. Another new feature is the display screen. McDonald says when a voter submits their ballot, the screen will show a message either thanking the user for voting or letting them know if their ballot has a problem.
We want to make sure that voters stop and wait for that message, wait for the machine to thank them for voting.
If there's a problem, the machine shows exactly where the issue is. McDonald says that's a nice feature, and it'll be helpful to poll workers. These new machines aren't new to the state, though. McDonald says both Wood and Portage counties already have these types of voting machines. Another new feature on the machines goes beyond just counting the vote. McDonald says they scan and take an image of the ballot.
That's randomized, so we don't know who voted for who, but it's another record of what happened at that polling place in case something were to happen to the ballots. It's much easier to reconstruct what happened on Election Day, which would be really nice for us.
A spokesman for the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board says 90% of ballots in Wisconsin are cast using a type of optical scanning equipment. Another 5% are paper only. The remaining ballots are cast using touchscreen machines. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.